The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM in Lamar's and Ty Rushing with the Northwest Iowa Review. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Good morning, Senator. I guess my first question, let's go back to the announcement on EPA about the ethanol made last week. Obviously, that sounds like good news. To kind of reverse maybe the course of the action of the waivers that were granted earlier in the year. But I think when talking to farmers, they're pleased with the announcement, but disappointed that to think that we still have lost gallons, and it also this action is not going to be implemented until the next year. I just wanted to know your thoughts about it.
Well, it's going to be implemented in 2020, so when it's announced sometime before the end of the year that we're going to get 15 million gallons, and the gallonage that waived is going to be added in, so 15 billion gallons will be 15 billion gallons instead of being 13.6 billion gallons. What it really does for the industry is it brings certainty for the future because it's what the law requires, and finally we've got the EPA worked into a process that they're going to add back in the gallons that are waived. So we don't like waivers, but if there's a legitimacy for waivers, then as long as we get what's promised is what the industry needs. The uncertainty of having 15 billion gallons announced at the end of the year and then ending up with a lot less, usually 10 or 15% less, is what's frustrating to the industry. They just can't plan. And so this brings the certainty that they were asking for. Ty?
Okay, Senator, I guess, what's it like on the ground there in D.C. with all the impeachment talks? I mean, you know, we just see the talking heads here and read what we read, but, you know, we're not on the ground.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I'm in Iowa, I don't hear a whole lot about impeachment. You know, the people in Iowa are worried about cost of drugs and the USMCA and this ethanol stuff is what I'm hearing from Iowans. But I would have to say, to answer your question, and maybe it's too short of an answer, but that's all you hear about in Washington, D.C. And if you turn off your cable television, you wouldn't hear much about it either. So, but you know, Washington's all about politics. How many times have you heard me say Washington is an island surrounded by reality? You don't realize that because you're out here in the real America. But politics is what Washington's all about. Doesn't matter whether you're a private sector person or a government employee. And you got to remember that the five counties around the District of Columbia are the wealthiest countries in the world because all that money pours in from the 157 million taxpayers, and the people don't have to worry about making a profit. Like you have to, your newspaper has to produce a profit or Ty Reiching wouldn't have a job. And so I guess I'll stop there unless you have a follow-up. We'll go to Dennis.
No,
and I'll
no.
I'll come back to you. Dennis?
All right. Thank you, Senator. First of all, I guess I should have asked this as we started. Are you feeling okay after your surgery?
Yes. Do you know that when I was standing up, the only peace I had for 10 months without pain was when I was laying down. And since my operation, I haven't had a bit of that pain. So it's really wonderful. And I'm healing okay.
That's good. Well, my question would be this. Is the impeachment proceedings in the House, and I realize it's the House and not the Senate here, but is that going to adversely affect the possibility of getting the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement passed just because the focus on the Democrats in the House is going to be the impeachment proceedings? And, you know, the longer that we delay the trade agreement, is it likely that we won't have a trade agreement if it goes too long?
Well, I heard Pelosi leave her caucus last week saying that she wanted to get the yes on USMCA. There's still some things that need to be worked out, but there seems to be good energy between the people that are doing those negotiations on labor, environment, and enforcement. I also heard her say that she wanted to work with the White House on USMCA and getting drug prices down. I haven't heard anything contrary to that from the White House, so I assume we're going to be able to get it done, and it is necessary to get it done before the end of the year. Time is ticking away because the House and Senate calendars pretty well filled, and there just aren't a whole lot of legislative days left between now and Christmas, and I hope the House Democrats don't forget about this important policy in the midst of the impeachment cloud. And, well, I guess that's the best I can say. Go back to Ty then.
Okay, Senator, have you been aware of the whole controversy between China and the NBA?
Yeah, and I think it's a perfect example of China not living by the rules of international trade. And even though they probably aren't violating any laws or trade agreements by doing what they're doing, but it's a perfect example of whether you're a manufacturing company, a service company, or just sports. And I guess that's a big business in the United States and over there. And they just use their muscle to get things their way. And we've been putting up with it for a long time under at least three presidents since they've been in the World Trade Organization. And this president is committed to putting an end to that. That's what these negotiations are all about. And I don't think we're going to be negotiating anything about the NBA and China in negotiations, but China's attitude's got to change. And we've got time for one more question, so I'll go back to Dennis.
All right, Senator, thank you. I just want to know your thoughts about the fact that your grandson, Pat, has been chosen as the Speaker of the Iowa House and the state legislature.
Yeah. Well, I'm very happy, and it proves that working hard as a state legislator, as he has as chairman of the Appropriations Committee and before that the Agriculture Committee, that he has earned the respect of his colleagues. And I'm just real proud of him, and I think he'll do a good job because he takes the job of legislating very seriously.
Thank you, Dennis and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.